This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
No surprise, are heavily involved in what is happening in our nation's capital. Some big bombshells today from Republicans who have jumped off the Trump train. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. As I say, this show is about the buzz in your backyard and the buzz in mine. Trust me, we do have some rays of light coming up for you, and we will hit the mailbag and some other things, too, including a mic drop along the way. But, and this could almost be a mic drop, but the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told some associates, and it was reported in the New York Times, almost fell over on this, that President Trump has committed impeachable acts and is done. He's done defending him. So think about Mitch McConnell. Still right now, he would be the most powerful Republican in the Senate. Most powerful Republican, definitely. And then it goes down, and trickles down from there. So that, I think, really kind of blew off the lid of, okay, who's on the train, who's off the train, what's going to happen at the tail end of this administration, all because of the violence in D.C. last Wednesday, when so many of us weren't expecting that to happen. And then neither were they, apparently, on the Hill. And there's arguments about that, too, as well. But McConnell told friends that he hasn't spoken to the president since December, and he was just done defending him. That, you know, he's genuinely furious about what happened last week and what led up to it. Now, having that leak out in the New York Times is one thing. And listening to what happened in certifying, if you will, the ceremonial thing with the electoral votes last week, too, was one thing. But what happens when there is an actual vote, and he, again, is the most powerful man, Republican, in the Senate? So, of course, this starts in the House, and the House has already done a couple of maneuvers that I'll talk about here in a second. But it's this is the thing you have to think about. If there's this transfer of power, which is happening, and it's the 20th is the inauguration, tick, 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 tock. There's no Operation Impeachment Speed or 25th Amendment would be the fastest, but that would happen, that can happen before the president would be done with his term, would be through with his term. I mean, the soonest a Senate trial could begin, if we wanted to go to the Senate, and McConnell's stomping grounds, would be January 20th, after President-elect Joe Biden is sworn into office. And that's according to a memo that McConnell gave his colleagues on Friday. So Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, the longtime senator, of course, from New York, and the complete antithesis of McConnell and most of the Republicans, called on McConnell to reconvene the Senate immediately, because they're in recess until Tuesday, called on them to come back to allow an impeachment trial to proceed as soon as the House passes an article of impeachment. But as of Tuesday, late into the evening, McConnell had not responded at all to Schumer's request. But just let that sink in for a second. Mitch McConnell last time was enraged about the whole impeachment thing. Now this is impeachment part two. This on the back of the atrocities at the Capitol. So tempers are high, and we look like dunces to other people around the world, because you could not stop the people that were breaking into the Capitol because there wasn't enough Capitol police. 2,000 Capitol police couldn't do that. They couldn't hold them off. And then you saw some of the video, and of course some of the Capitol police were thumped on the head with pipes. One officer dies Sicknick, which was terrible, and five people total die. So that kind of violence cannot be, let's be real, cannot be tolerated in our most sacred place. It happened. But now, what is the aftermath of that? So you look at the possibility. I mean, how can the Senate hold an impeachment trial once the president leaves office? I mean, the House, I'm going to talk about this in a second, they're going in that direction. And they've already voted for the 25th. They want the 25th to push that. But Pence had the other bombshell where he said he's not supporting that. And I'm going to talk about that here, too. But look at the timetables. It wouldn't begin until after Joe Biden became the president. Wouldn't that Senate trial be unconstitutional? So, tick, tick, tock. I can't see how, according to anything I've looked up or researched, it doesn't look like that is a possibility to me. And I suppose that's why the push is, okay, right now, get this impeachment thing going, but you have to have the votes there. That's why the 25th was the easiest road for Republicans who are saying that they were going to jump off the President Trump train because of Wednesday. And, of course, the 25th Amendment, like I said, was the easiest route, if that was going to happen, to call on Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to oust President Trump. But they already know, and Nancy Pelosi already knows, that that's not happening because he said he's not going to invoke the 25th Amendment. He sent a letter to House Democrats saying that wasn't going to happen and laid out the reasons why he wouldn't invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump. He said, I don't believe that such a course of action is in the best interest of our nation or consistent with our Constitution. He did throw in some praise, right? A little shuck and jive, like, oh, leadership, you were great because of the attack on the Capitol. It was a moment that documented to the American people that unity is still possible in Congress when it's needed the most. You mean hovering in corners, running down hallways together because you happen to be from one party or the other? Come on, Mike Pence. But he said he wouldn't yield to the pressure to exert power beyond any constitutional duty to determine the outcome of the election. He wouldn't yield efforts now in the House of Representatives to play political games, and that's the word he used. That's the language, political games, at a time so serious in the life of our nation. So they can call for it, but he's already said that's not going to happen. So Pence is the man in the middle who has no island to stand on. I can't imagine that he's ever going to hold any kind of public office because who are going to be his backers in Indiana? But he's facing massive criticism from some Republicans and then praise from others for defying the president's demand that he reject the results of the election in Congress when they met last week in that horrible day to count the Electoral College votes. And now, of course, what he's done here in sending that letter up the flagpole, so to speak. All right, COVID, the numbers are bleak. We're going to talk about that. A U.S. record of more than 4,000 COVID-19 deaths on Tuesday evening. That's the latest numbers I have. Wow. So sad. What's going on with the vax? Are you getting one? Talking about it on the flip side.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text money to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
New Year's Eve marks a fresh start and a new beginning. And with that in mind, Kia Motors America is ringing in the arrival of 2021 with a massive New Year's celebration. The party started in early December when the all-new Kia Sorento SUV embarked on a coast-to-coast tour of the U.S. with a mission to deliver the iconic 2021 New Year's Eve numerals to Times Square. National Geographic documented the journey entitled The World's First Storytelling Machine, capturing inspirational stories along the way. And as the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, Kia will help honor frontline workers in Times Square on New Year's Eve. James Bell, Director, Corporate Communications, Kia Motors America.
To recognize and thank them for their hard work and dedication, Kia will transport frontline workers and their families so they can safely experience the thrill of New Year's Eve in Times Square. The families will be shuttled to and from Times Square in a fleet of Kia Sorento and Telluride SUVs.
For more, visit Kia.com.
KateDelaneyRadio.com. Or if you want to weigh in, we are certainly live here on the air. I love the timing of this show where you get Memorex on so many other stations. Yay for our great affiliates. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. If you want to throw in again your 2 cents. A couple of quick things here. So what we're looking at is we have 27 million doses of the vaccine. A third of the 27 million doses has gone into arms. 700,000 every day. But if we need really 1.8 million a day, and we could have immunity, if enough people do it, by May. But you heard what I said. There's a disparity between how many doses there are, how many people are getting it, and that's not because people don't necessarily want it. It's because there's a logistical nightmare happening in the way it's being laid out in so many states and so many areas. That's really part of it. More and more people are saying they're convinced that it's worth it, that even some that were complete anti-vaxxers, that they would be willing to do it. And, you know, we still go back to this mask thing, because there are people that are refusing to wear a mask and they end up in some of these being part of a super spreader event, or sorry, like the fools on the Hill that wouldn't wear their masks. They ended up spreading COVID to a few people, including Congresswoman Watson Coleman, who's 75, have had cancer, survived it, and got COVID, which is the worst of the worst. And she says, hey, my Republican colleagues wouldn't do it. They dismissed the facts. I'm going to say this again, and this is where some of you and I may part company, or you might agree with me. Why is it political? Do not make this damn thing political. It's a mask. Wear a mask. You know, the president wears a mask. I've seen him wear a mask. Mitch McConnell, although he might not be some of your favorite people, or some of you might like him now, because, you know, we have people on all sides of this thing. But I don't understand that. That's so unnecessary. And I'll tell you, I would be fuming if that happened to me. I don't want COVID. I don't want someone giving me COVID so that I can feel sick and out of my mind like some of my friends have gotten it. Friends, by the way, healthy in their 30s. Friends in their early 50s and then the in-between. I've seen too many people have problems with this. No, thank you. So because of that, there were a couple of people, by the way, that came down with COVID, tested positive for COVID. I mean, that's like, come on. Refusing to wear a mask is not about an expression. There's so many, with all the chaos going on, there's so many other things that you can express. Why that? I mean, listen, I'm like you. Do you think I like wearing the mask? Half the time. Today, I went into, I'll tell you my personal life. Today, of course I'll tell you, whatever. I'm not hiding anything. Today I went into a Subway. I went into a Subway to get a sub for the Hubs. And I went in and I couldn't understand. I had a mask on. Everyone around me had a mask on. It was great. It was no problem. I don't have problems like that. And I live in Texas. So for everything that everybody's trying to throw at Texas, we social distance the whole thing. But like I said, do I enjoy speaking through the mask? No, I couldn't even hear what they were saying to me across the thing. Ask me questions about the sub, and you're like, wow, I think I need to carry a board with me and write down what I need. But I don't want to infect someone. I don't want someone infecting me. I don't want to be out of my mind, crazy, dreaming, sick, and then praying I don't have to be put on a ventilator. Come on. Let's get through this. Let's get through this nonsense. Because the numbers are insane. I mean, it is crazy. And really the numbers, when we look at the numbers, and I gave them at the top, they could be worse because we haven't even gotten through what would be potential super spreader events from the holidays. And then you see, you know, these knuckleheads at these parties in L.A. where they're busting up some of these parties, or in Miami. And I'll say it again. I know. I was 19. I was 20. I get it. I didn't have to deal with a pandemic. I have family members who are, you know, nephews and nieces who are unfortunately part of that generation where they're being held back, where they can't go out and party like you would normally party. But that's life. They're living in the era of the pandemic. They'll get through it. They'll be able to talk about it. And then they'll be able to go out and do something. And they'll be able to actually get a job because there will be jobs for them. So can you imagine? All right, we got a call. Let's go to David in San Francisco. Hey, David.
Yeah. Hi, Kate. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah. Out here in California, it is starting to build up out here. For the longest time, we were sitting at 150 deaths in San Francisco. But just the other day, about a week ago, it was 181. Now I think we're closing in on 240. So it's doing a fast rise in the city here. L.A., though, it's horrible. I do urge people to, you know, stay safe, wear a mask. That's just simple. You know, there's no excuse for, you know, these kids will have at least something to complain about in the future. You know, you just don't want to go out of your way to, you know, get yourself sick. But, I was interested in the issue of what was going on with the, the impeachment. And
you know what was going on with the impeachment, right? I mean, that they're moving forward with the votes, et cetera, in the House. They were hoping for the 25th, and they voted to push for that that vote is, you know, the House approves a 25th Amendment resolution, but it's not, they can call on Pence, but he already said, no, that's not happening. So that's rejected. But in the meantime, the whole impeachment thing, like Liz Cheney, she's voting, she says she'll vote to impeach the president. She went on a tirade about that. So there's talk that there may be enough people. Would there be enough people in the Senate? I don't know.
Well, it I absolutely think it's necessary. I've studied, for example, if you study Paul Manafort, Paul Manafort was a guy that was he handled publicity, PR, for dictatorships, and he did it for a long time. He did it for like 40 years. Maybe longer than 40 years. It was Ferdinand Marcos was his first client. And if I remember right, Marcos was before Reagan, which would be 40 years ago. And the idea that somebody could have a job handling PR for dictatorships, I mean, there's a profound sort of job. Where do you get a business license to do a thing like that? And, when you start looking at Paul Manafort's, and of course, Paul Manafort was in a company with Roger Stone. And Roger Stone, their company was given the nickname the Torturers Lobby, because almost every one of those dictatorships were torturers. And the idea that they, and it was interesting too, because they were not, I mean, the Philippines, you know, it'd be Filipinos. There were about three of them in Africa, and then up in the Ukraine. And then there were a number of dictatorships that had, or coup attempts. I think there were at least six coup attempts. And so the idea that these guys, you know, would go out of their way to ruin other people's lives just to be able to make a buck. And in the case of Trump, I've, you know, been calling GCN for years, talking, you know, warning people that Donald Trump was organized crime. And he was nothing, you know, if you were to go out into New York City with a clipboard, like doing a poll and asking people, you know, is Donald Trump a slumlord or is he organized crime or is he the nicest, kindest guy you'd ever want to meet? You know, the chances are you would get slumlord first, organized crime second, and then
but we don't know, we didn't have that poll. I gotta let you fly, David. We're out of time. All right, so here's the thing about Donald Trump. He has celebrity. He attracts people. He attracted people in New York, and people wanted to be around Donald Trump because he had all that great wealth and connections, etc., and that's part of the popularity thing. Hitting the mailbag next.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Three House Republicans have declared their intent to vote for impeachment when the House takes up the articles, a move expected on Wednesday. The number three Republican in the House, Liz Cheney, said Tuesday in a statement that she would vote for impeachment and claimed that the president lit the flame of the attack on the Capitol last week. She joins Representatives John Katko and Adam Kinzinger, who also publicly said they would vote for impeachment. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence has told House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that he won't invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump. In a letter to the Speaker, the Vice President said he does not believe it's in the best interest of the country or consistent with the Constitution. And the United States will begin to require international travelers who have tested negative for COVID before allowing entry into the country. Beginning January 26th, travelers arriving from overseas will have to test negative for the virus within 3 days of their flight to the U.S., according to new guidelines from the CDC. This is USA Radio News. At least a dozen Capitol Police officers are under investigation for their actions during last week's riot at the Capitol, while two have already been suspended. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Capitol Police confirm an investigation into some officers' behavior during the riot. Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat from Ohio, told reporters on Monday that two Capitol Police officers have been suspended due to their actions during the raid. One of the officers had been shown in video footage to be taking a selfie with one of the rioters, while the other had worn a Make America Great Again hat and gave directions to the intruders. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Federal prosecutors say that more than 170 people have already been charged for actions at the Capitol, and more are expected. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Washington, Michael Sherwin, said he expects more criminal cases to come, promising a long-term investigation into last week's unrest. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Sweet, we do have a ton of mail. And let's dive right into it and remind you, you can send me your thoughts anytime, 24-7, ktdelaneyradio.com. This one from Mac, who says, wow, the whole idea of what went on last week, I'm still buzzing with that. I like the idea that we can protest, that we can march up and down and scream our lungs out and whatnot. And the people that instigated and went through with some horrific plans on the Capitol should be tried. There's no question about it. They got whipped up into a frenzy, and now what? I think you said it best, Kate. You were talking about the one guy had kids in Texas, and that he was a military guy, retired, and now, who knows, could get how many years for all the various charges, and they're not playing. Certainly, there aren't any people that are involved in this that are going to get any kind of a slap on the wrist. It's going to be throw the book at them, especially when they have them screaming, stealing things from the Capitol and just rioting and smashing doors, et cetera. And we know some of them because they'll mention them and they'll talk about, do you know who this is? And it's all over the place. So there are, you know, there are people that are getting called out that I think are going to be a wreck when it comes to being defended and seeing what it's like to spend some serious time in prison. So I'll get off that soapbox, but I don't think this is should just be blamed on a blanket blame on all Republicans, and shame on people for doing that. Yes, there are some rotten apples in the bunch, but aren't there some rotten apples for the Dems too? And I think the key thing is to go after the people, to nail them. And I think Trump should be removed. And I'm a hardcore right conservative, politically standing male who actually likes Donald Trump. I think he just should just get out of politics and go back to anything else that he wants to do. It was fun for a while. I like some of his policies. I hated him on Twitter, and I hate that this happened. It's a terrible thing for the rest of the world to see us this way. All right, so I went down that whole thing. That was a long one. Mac, you were thinking about things for a while. So a couple of things in there. Yes, the mob that stormed, their faces are everywhere, so feet up, whether it's in the chamber or wherever, they're going to all get nailed because there you are on candid camera, basically. And you're right. It's unprecedented what happened, and what's going to happen to those people, I think they're going to be really shocked by that. So while the press is on for that, and more people are being arrested in various places, they're securing the Capitol buildings ahead of what they think is possible armed protests again, not just in Washington, but at state capitals around the country. And see, you know, I'll go with this again. If you want to protest, have at it. I am all about that. But threatening innocent people and putting other people at jeopardy, and, you know, again, the Capitol cops, shame on anyone who banged them in the head and killed one of them. Are you kidding? What are they doing? How are they a part of it? They're doing their job. Could there be a more lunch pail kind of job? The guy who's going to work, the woman who's going to work, 2,000 of them. I mean, you could see the emotion pouring out of them when the Capitol cop that was killed, Sicknick, when his funeral procession went by, and there's a, you know, there he is in front of the Capitol, just absolutely terrible. But let's move to this because it goes to the same thing. And this one is from Chris, who says, Kate, it's been a long time since I've emailed you. Keep up the good work on the show. I like that you try to give a sense of balance. I know that there are things that you liked and there are things that you hated about this current administration. And I think that is like a lot of sensible people. But there's no way that smart people can back up what happened with that mob. They certainly, would any mother want their son to be in the middle of that and be killed or be thrown in prison for how many years for this? Is it really worth that? How does this happen? And that's a whole nother discussion. But I heard something about the FBI warning that there are these protests. And I know you probably know more about that. Yeah. And I kind of briefly said that there is an FBI bulletin that is warning that these protests, armed protests, are being planned at state capitals from Saturday through at least Inauguration Day, which is next Wednesday. Wow. Can you believe it's already next Wednesday? Then they also say that there are threats of an uprising if the president is removed before then. So, you know, they're purging accounts, they're looking for people, but can you 100% say you get everybody? No. That's why they're telling people on the Hill, if you're going to the inauguration, you can get a bulletproof vest, because you'll get reimbursed for that. That's part of the deal, which I can't even imagine the optics of what that would look like. Like, wow, are we in a banana republic that we see people with vests on for this inauguration? I mean, wow. Terrible. All right, let's go to this one. This one is from Sam. And Sam says, hi, Kate. I think the whole impeachment thing is just folly. Not folly because I don't think that people, especially those and let's face it, anybody who was on the Hill, didn't know what was going to happen. Their life was in danger, and it is an atrocious, disgusting event. And we look weak and limp as America, and that's what that mob did. If they were trying to lift up the president and be masculine and whatever else, it certainly did not come out that way. It just said Russia and China, hey, march all over our heads. Maybe we'll be speaking another language soon. But, I mean, here's the thing. The whole impeachment deal, I don't see how they could possibly even do it in the first place because there's not enough time. Pence isn't going to do the 25th, so that's out the window. So this would be more of just another, okay, you've been impeached twice. I don't see how he physically would be removed. So why ignite people even further if there is a chance that there would be something nefarious that could happen. I don't think that there's time. I think you're right. I think that I don't see how there's time unless some people really jump to the other side. Like this whole thing about Mitch McConnell that came out in the New York Times that he's on board with impeachment. Would he really be in vote for that, though? Just because there's something in print that he's told people that when it comes, when push comes to shove, would he be the person leading that? I don't think so. I don't know that I see that, but hey, maybe. Look at Mike Pence. Mike Pence came out strong about the whole Electoral College thing, that it wasn't right, that's not part of the Constitution, and then the things that had happened, and he got things back started again, and he was, you could tell he was furious and all of that. But then he's not supporting the 25th Amendment. So I think there is some political maneuvering of a different sort going on of, okay, how does this play out? What does this look like? What, you know, what is that other part of it, especially because there are corporations that are bailing on political contributions that they put into PACs, et cetera. And that means that some people are going to be snapped by that with it getting real. When you look for donors, because that's part of this whole political process, you have to feed the beast. So when you run, you've got to do more than, you know, chicken dinners. You got to go to a lot of fancy parties and have a lot of fundraisers. And if people who are running corporations are saying, no, we're not backing that, we're not backing this, and pulling money away from Republicans because of their stances, imagine the repercussions of that. So imagine what some are sitting in their office and they're what I call spitballing it with, okay, here's the reality of how this looks. Woo, which way should we vote? And don't think for a second it's not about appearances and what is our future. Do how many people in certain positions want to see themselves in the White House, house themselves, and run for the highest office in the land? We've had Bob Ney on this show, and he was on after this happened, a former congressman from Ohio, and he said to me, and he was so popular, and of course was convicted in that Abramoff scandal, Republican congressman, and he said there's not anybody on the Hill that thinks that they don't want to be president. It's rare, because there's something about that, realizing, okay, I'm serving the people, and there's this chance that I could possibly run. So he said never think it's not about the politics of what's happening down the road. And I think that comes into play with some of the people. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Kenneth. Hey, Kate, I've emailed the show a couple of times in the past. I am so stunned again, like everybody else, about what happened and so tired of it. Can we not move in a different direction? Why do we have to have all this vitriol and hate, especially when we're also isolated with COVID-19 and seeing crazy things that are happening with that, and the fact that we're well past 10 months, we're going to be a year into this, and it sucks. I don't know how else to say that. And then to have that happen, we looked really pathetic to the rest of the world. We really did. And a lot of people look to the U.S. as the all-powerful union, the country with the democracy that works, and some want to throw it in our faces, and believe me, they are doing that. All right, I wanted to get one other one in. A lot of people were emailing me about Twitter. This one from Tom, who says, what's up with Twitter? How many people have they banned? I think something like 70,000 accounts since Friday, because they were promoting QAnon, and they're saying, no, thank you. So Twitter is weeding out a lot of people, but there are other sites that are popping up. Mic drop.
New Year's Eve marks a fresh start and a new beginning. And with that in mind, Kia Motors America is ringing in the arrival of 2021 with a massive New Year celebration. The party started in early December when the all-new Kia Sorento SUV embarked on a coast-to-coast tour of the U.S. with a mission to deliver the iconic 2021 New Year's Eve numerals to Times Square. National Geographic documented the journey entitled The World's First Storytelling Machine, capturing inspirational stories along the way. And as the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, Kia will help honor frontline workers in Times Square on New Year's Eve. James Bell, Director, Corporate Communications, Kia Motors America.
To recognize and thank them for their hard work and dedication, Kia will transport frontline workers and their families so they can safely experience the thrill of New Year's Eve in Times Square. The families will be shuttled to and from Times Square in a fleet of Kia Sorento and Telluride SUVs.
For more, visit Kia.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yes, it's true. Here we are, getting ready to hit the exits. But we got to lighten this load. Like I say, we got to lighten the load a little bit, right? And coming out of the mailbag, concerns over COVID, concerns over the economy, concerns over what's happening in Washington, what's going on with the tail end of this presidency for President Trump and coming in with Joe Biden. And what does that all mean? The stimulus. I mean, we got a long list, don't we? So you just heard the theme song for what was a very popular series on HBO, Sex in the City. Sex in the City is coming back, believe it or not, right? Sex in the City, which stars Sarah Jessica Parker. There was the big announcement that HBO Max, which is crushing a lot of records because everybody's streaming now. That's, I mean, this is what we do as Americans, right? So when you you need something to just kind of numb the senses, you're streaming something. And this was a super popular series that featured four women and what it was like to live in New York City. And this was popular in the 90s. There was just 6 seasons and 2 movies. It first started, I want to say, in 1998. So Sarah Jessica Parker and everybody but Kim Cattrall is back. That is a mic drop moment. Isn't there an age limit on the whole Sex and the City thing? I don't know. So now there's going to be 10 episodes, and that's what happens. Something's popular, and rom-coms, they call them romantic comedies. Rom-coms are popular, and it was a romantic comedy drama TV series that crushed it. And it was on the heels of when HBO was coming out and had some series that were a little edgy or different or interesting or whatever. Like there was the Sopranos thing, and the Sopranos were super, super popular too with some people because it was all about, you know, the mob. It was all about what a fictitious family, Tony Soprano, etc. And this was the show that kind of dovetailed into it, too. And it made me think that I was doing a speech today, and I talked about streaming being so, so big. And somebody asked me, you know, what do I like? And I like The Mandalorian, which is sci-fi. And there's been two seasons of The Mandalorian, and that's just, I can't get enough of Baby Yoda or Go-Gru. That's the nickname for Yoda. I know. My nephew thinks it's cheesy, but I like it. So Mandalorian, Breaking Bad was another one, and that goes the complete opposite spectrum. Bryan Cranston stars in that. A lot of people are streaming that. The Wire. I like cop crime, drama shows, suspense shows, you know, that kind of stuff. So you may be part of the party, or maybe you're one of those people that you could care less about the tube, streaming, watching one of the network shows. You don't do it. You don't care. You have other things to do, like play games, solitaire on your phone all day long. I don't get the solitaire thing. I mean, I guess it burns up time. I don't know. It was Jerry Seinfeld, the comedian, who said, "We're all just killing time till the end of the line." So how you choose to kill time is on all of you. But I thought that it would be an interesting service to tell you about what was coming back, and Sex and the City is one of them. So I think people are longing for some nostalgia when they could gossip about frivolous, silly things and kind of escape whatever else was going on. Escape what is happening in Congress. And to re-rack here what I talked about, Pence is not going to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove the president. Evangelicals say they back Trump after the Capitol riot. That's a big thing because people are saying, well, what's the makeup of all the people that are backing him? Is it just the show that we saw at the Capitol that was so violent and it was a mob? I mean, I don't know how you even describe it as a mob. It's one thing to say have signs of stealing and it's our office or whatever. I don't have to stand on this platform anymore because you know exactly what I think about that. But anyway, Franklin Graham watched the riots at the Capitol, and he was quoted, the son, of course, of Billy Graham, and the head of the Billy Graham Association, the Evangelical Association. He said he was sickened. See, he said he was sickened to see people attack my Capitol and break down the doors of my Capitol. And he said he was dismayed to see how President Trump riled up the protesters. And this is what he said. He said, "I don't think it was the president's finest moment." But he said he doesn't expect what happened at the Capitol to deter evangelical Christians from continuing to support the president. He said, "I don't think he had any understanding in that moment of what was going to take place. None of us did. He regrets it." And I've gotten some emails from people who have said, similar to what Franklin Graham has said, but do you really honestly think he thought that was going to happen? That it was that fervent, that people were that riled up that had come to D.C. You know, in November, in the presidential election, 76% of white evangelicals voted for Trump. Only 24% voted for President-elect Joe Biden. This is according to polls, and you know how polls are, the Edison exit polls, so you know. And I think exit polls can give you a better sense of that. So moving from those that are backing those that aren't, the job approval of the president has plummeted. Quinnipiac University, they have a poll, and they released that on Monday. 33% of American voters said they approve of how Trump is handling his job, a dramatic drop of 11 percentage points since December. 44% were there and said they approved of his job. performance. 60% of voters disapprove of his job performance. So, you know, this is the tail end of this presidency. But I thought, and I said this a month ago, you could see how much money was in the war chest. And even the president was starting to talk about 2024 if he was, if, and I said if he's healthy, he has the backing, depending on what these next 4 years look like for him, I wouldn't be stunned if he runs. Now, I don't think so. I mean, first of all, let's see what happens with impeachment. If he's impeached twice, I mean, how do you do that? And I think that's part of it. Then it's confusing what the Constitution is. But I don't believe that he could run again. This is sort of the timeline of, are you running out the timeline, or are enough Republicans jumping off the Trump train and deciding that they're going to vote for impeachment? I say the one to watch is Mitch McConnell, because even though it was reported in the New York Times, when the push comes to shove, if there really is a vote, is he going to vote in that direction, right? Is he going to vote in that direction? By the way, the president was at the border today. He was at the border because, remember, the wall, and that was part of the deal. What was the progress of the wall? And he was in South Texas, and he said, you know, in a little bit of a kind of a speech, he said his border wall saves lives and jobs and warns of danger. So he also took a moment to say that he takes no responsibility for the riots, that you know, people thought that what I said was totally inappropriate. That's one of the things he said. And he made the comments during that first appearance in public since the siege, when he was down there, and because he was asked the question. And he said, if you read my speech, people thought that what I said was totally appropriate. I mean, I don't know who the people were that he was referring to, but Franklin Graham is saying he didn't think that he realized what the repercussions would be, like that's what that group would do. He was, by the way, in Alamo, Texas, a city in the Rio Grande Valley. It's near the U.S.-Mexican border, and it is the actual site of the 450th mile of border wall that his administration is building. And if you're curious, Joe Biden, president-elect, said no more funding for the wall. That wall stops wherever that construction stopped, as far as making it bigger, adding on, or any of that sort of stuff. All right, the music means that we got to skedaddle. Make it count, everybody. Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.